would be sometimes, even later when the West, our Western sisters came and lived with us, there was the princess living with us, and the countess, and Elizabeth, the wonderful business person, and Kitty, and Ron, and the whole, the Park Avenue girl, as I call Rana, the Yankee, and she was doing all kinds of labor, you know, making a pen for the rabbits or something for the turkey and some. But those were pets of Baba. They had to be looked after. Forget your own supper or lunch or what. Mm-hmm. They had to be seen to so meticulously. Mm-hmm. So when they would all be there, wait a minute.
Were you talking about obedience? And Baba's love.
Baba, just
oh, Baba would orchestrate?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yes, yes.
Good.
So there would be little things, too. You understand? Whether it's the princess or the countess, mm-hmm. just to give you an idea, just to give you a whiff of that depth. The depth of it all is important, not what we did or why. So we have to, if we call for anything from the bazaar, from the shopping, the note would go through Baba's hand, and Baba would usually always pass. Sometimes he would say, "Huh? I thought you only had this a few days ago," or something like that. So, for instance, what happened was that Nurina, the princess, and Nadine, the countess, had to share, we all had to share a thing, they had to share this box of shoe polish. You understand? Now, the princess's lifestyle was so different. She wasn't used to using so economically and then brushing it and shining it and then covering it up with the tin foil so the rest doesn't dry. Mm-hmm. Nadine, in spite of her title and her great station, she was used, she did that, you see. She didn't. So, of course, there's got to be a little. Mm-hmm. So, it can't be. Oh. Baba brings it out. Nobody said anything. And before you know it. And so when the note comes, Baba says, "Why is this? Why, only a few days ago you had shoe polish. What is it that you do, Marina? Do you put it on your slice for breakfast?" "You eat it for breakfast." Darling. She always called Baba, "Darling." It wasn't, you know. So then, yes, and then of course Baba would bring it out before all of us. We'd all be seated in the East Room before Baba. And, but it always ended with one thing. Baba would say, "Thing is over." He would have it brought out. And he said, "That's finished. Forgetting." Mm-hmm. Now forgetting is much more difficult than forgiving. Mm-hmm. But Baba always said the forgetting. Mm-hmm. Forgive. Mm-hmm. And that would be the end of the matter.
I'm getting such a picture that I've never really gotten before of people who are used to professions and ways of living who all of a sudden do menial work, live on a scanty amount of food.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just really astounding for me to see that picture.
And yet that's all you wanted to do, to be with Baba. Can you, from that you can imagine what Baba's presence
must
be.
Well, there
must
have been for these people to
look at Nurina.
Give up all, I mean, really.
You know, she was used to the lifestyle where, as she told us once when relating something, that if you were dancing in a ballroom, if somebody stepped on your most expensive gown that you were wearing for the evening, you never, even if you want to, you know, all tensed up, you had to say, "It's all right, darling. You know, there's nothing. It's perfectly all right." You know, that. So she never knew how to economize or darn anything. She did with Baba. She did in the ashram. We'd see her do that. But the thing is that we would watch her sitting on the windowsill, darning and sewing something that had ripped apart, but she would throw the needle out. And Katie couldn't stand such waste. So meditative kind of... You know what Nerina did?
Yeah, what did she do?
Why? She was so... Yeah, I saw her. But then she threw the needle out.
Oh.
Yeah. So we'd go, after she'd gone in, we'd go outside under the window in the sand. Sure enough, we found a number of needles. So we collected them all, and then we knew someday her stock of needles is going to be finished. And these are foreign needles, especially. So then when she said, oh, she said, I have no more needles. Katie and I went and presented the needles.